In this episode, let's talk about the videos you should be doing on the cheap, like with your phone or inexpensively, compared to the videos your business should be investing in.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, all right. I am standing in the middle of the Wirebuzz office because there ain't nobody here, and I am using this space like I am 100% committed to doing this episode while pacing through every square inch of this office that has now become my sole property to use as my creative space. You know, we're going through this COVID thing, and I just got all this space all to myself, so why not use it as I'm walking around the office doing this episode? Often it comes up in conversation during a speech. People are like, yeah, dude, great, but we can't afford all this. Like, everything you mentioned sounds wonderful, and it's expensive. We can't afford on our budgets to do all of these things. Now, let's stop right here. I actually believe there are some videos that you should be doing on the cheap and other videos you need to pay a professional to execute for you. So let's spend time in this episode and break it on down. First, what are the videos that you could be doing on the cheap? Well, videos like your social videos, they are videos that are going to get one-time use or two-time use. You're going to push on social, you're going to capture people's attention and drive them to your website. Or another type of video, and that's basically if you've been following along in the four zones of influence for using the power of video to convince and convert. And you know, I mentioned this in a podcast episode. I did a whole episode on this, but you should also know that when I'm giving my speech, it's part of the superstructure of my speech, the four zones. And in a future episode, I'll talk to you about the fifth zone that was just discovered last night when I was laying down in bed, and boom, it was in my brain. There is, yes, a fifth zone of influence, and I'll be introducing it to you in a future episode. Big revelation in Todd's world happened last night. I even woke my wife up. Yo, listen to this. There's five zones. We'll get to that later on. That didn't go over well in the Hartley home. So there are videos in zone one, which is your discovery phase. Zone one is where you get discovered. It typically happens on social. It could be a webinar. It could be an email blast. And those are the videos that you could cut financial corners on and do it with your phone or do it inexpensively with like a Pocket Osmo and edit it in-house. And the other area you should be using inexpensive or free video production would be in the personalized use of video, how your sales team, we call this zone three, how your sales team in the middle of the sales process answers questions when they experience confusion on a call with a prospect or they submit a proposal and they put themselves on camera and walk the prospect visually through the proposal by putting the proposal on the screen. That is another area where you should be doing your videos on the cheap. I have a name for this. Are you surprised? Of course not. I call this perishable videos, meaning, you know, kind of like perishable items in your fridge. You're going to use them once or use them twice, and then you're going to have to throw them out. So you're going to use them on social. Then they're going to be water under the bridge. Maybe 60 days later, you share it again. But it's like a one-time, two-time use video, and they are perishable. And you don't have to invest money in them. The other name is non-perishable. So perishable is the one that you would create with your phone, do it for free. The non-perishable ones are in zone two, which is your website. Anything that's going to go on primary pages on your website, like the homepage or a product landing page or an about us page, those are videos that people over the next 3 years or 5 years are going to see regularly, and they're going to judge you. Dun, dun, dun. So you're going to want to make sure that in your non-perishable videos, you hit a friggin' home run and you have pros create it. People that know what they're doing in strategy, in copywriting, in storyboarding, in video creation, in editing, in animation, And that all gets wrapped up into a video project that's going to cost a little bit of money, but it's going to be something that drives revenue for the next 3 to 5 years for your business. In fact, when you use your perishable videos on social, you're going to be driving people from social that are prospects to a landing page that's got your non-perishable expensive videos that everybody's going to go in through. They're going to see it's going to impact them. I want to talk with you about just a couple of non-perishable types of videos. Your corporate overview video, a product overview, a testimonial story video. I emphasize story because stories are the glue that binds your prospect's attention into your solution. And the story, which is a timeless part, transfers your knowledge into your prospect's head and puts them on an emotional journey so they have the epiphany and breakthrough that your product or your service or your solution has helped other people in the same persona group. All right? So that's a really powerful video. That type of video, the customer testimonial story, is such a powerful video that it has the highest conversion rates of any type of video. You should be investing money in telling a powerful story the way children of the television generation are used to seeing stories. So instead of putting somebody and pushing them up against a wall like they're in a police mugshot and they're awkward and uncomfortable, invest the money to have a real production team or a video marketing agency like Wirebuzz. Yo! Have them create that video because you're going to get years and years of return off of it. But it would be foolish to invest money into a perishable video that you're going to use one time or two times on social. Got it? And typically, that's how I look at it. You've got perishable videos and non-perishable videos. And when you use the right types of videos, your budget can go a long way for you generating ROI. Now, if you want to figure out how to generate ROI in this new world where remote selling is the game, where you've got to have your sales team trained to use video to convince and convert remotely because they can't get physically in front of a prospect, and you have to be held accountable for what type of revenue your team is generating, either from a marketing perspective or a sales perspective, I've got 20 minutes of video where I'm teaching my best tactics. And you can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. It's going down for reals there. And I'll teach you some of those best tactics. And if you want to jump on the phone and have a 15-minute conversation with me or some of my best strategists, fill out the form on that page, wirebuzz.com/remote-sales, and we would be happy to see if we're a good fit, and maybe we can help you get to the next stage in your business's history. If you want more information, feel free to reach out to me at wirebuzz.com or on LinkedIn, and I'll continue to do my job, bring you the latest information in video marketing so you can be a video marketing master. Peace.